So we've been in this matter of the heavenly vision for these last 4 weeks. And we've seen a glorious vision of Christ, a glorious vision of the church.
Amen.
But now there needs to be a corresponding scene to something on the negative side that is a hindrance to the building up of the church and to our enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
So let's read just the title, very short title of this, this message, a message for
the vision of the self.
Okay, read it again. Emphasize the second word.
The vision of the self.
We won't emphasize any of the words for now, but amen. We normally think of a vision as something on the positive side, right? We have vision of Christ, a vision of the church. But we need a vision of the self to know how to act, to know how to be, to know how to deal with the Lord, to know how to pray. We need a corresponding vision of the negative thing in the universe that's hindering these things. So, you know, I'm thankful that we come to this matter of the vision of the self. And the reason why is because if we are at the stage of dealing with the self, that means we are in the third stage, 3 out of 4 stages of the growth in life, which is a very positive indicator because the Lord is getting ones who are becoming mature. The Lord is taking us on to maturity. So the fact that we're hitting this matter of the self, and I think that many of us are in the stage where we're dealing with ourselves, where we're starting to realize that ourself is a big problem, where we're starting to realize that the self is hindering the body. So that means we're in the third stage. So that means the fourth stage is a horizon, maybe a distant horizon, but at least it's in sight. So I'm very thankful that the Lord has brought so many to this stage. At least I think many of us are hitting this, the self, again and again, and learning how to deal with it. So we really see this matter of the self. We actually see all three of these things, Christ, the church, and the self in one chapter of the Bible. And that's Matthew chapter 16. So let's read a chunk of this together. So it's in the Morning Bible. Let's try to read from the Bible. So we'll read it consecutively. It's spread out over a number of days. But we'll read through from Matthew 16, verses 21 to 26. We'll switch off reading brothers and sisters. We'll have brothers on 21, sisters on 22, and all the way through these couple verses. Okay, let's take a second to find it, and then we'll start on 21. Okay, Matthew 21, everybody has it.
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem
and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised.
Listen.
And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God be merciful to you, Lord.
Amen.
This shall by no means happen to you.
Amen.
But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men.
And Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Amen.
For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it. But whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it.
Amen.
For what shall a man be profited if he gains the whole world, but forfeits his soul life?
Amen.
For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul life?
Amen.
So this is really a significant section because Peter has just seen a couple of verses earlier, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He got the vision of Christ from the Father.
Amen.
He was the first human being on the planet to know, you know, from the Father. Well, maybe not. Maybe Simeon knew. I don't know. But anyway, for sure, we know Peter knew, right, that this is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He got the revelation. How wonderful to get the revelation. And then, and not only that, the Lord opened up the matter of the church.
Amen.
So there is Christ, there is the church, open vision. And then right away, the Lord starts to reveal something,
right,
that he has a way to carry out the building up of the church. Right? And what is that way? The way is through death.
Amen.
And so what is Peter's response? It's to rebuke the Lord.
Wow.
And so it's to hinder the Lord The Lord's desire, the Lord realized there's one way, and that's to go through death and resurrection. And Peter, his good thought, his good intention, no, Lord, you're not going to die. But the Lord quickly pointed out that this thought that Peter had, the opinion that Peter had, was the expression of Satan. It was the expression of Peter's self that was one with Satan. It was the embodiment of Satan. It was, earlier he had mentioned the gates of Hades. It was the practical gates of Hades opened up to attack the church. The church had just been revealed, and the gates of Hades open up through Peter, the very one that got the revelation. So you just see that the self is always a hindrance to the Lord. Even it says, the Lord says, you're a stumbling block to me. Even that word could be, you're a snare to me. And so I just appreciate that the Lord, he's always advancing. He has a goal, he has a destination. But our natural man, the self, is a snare. A snare to the Lord. The Lord is trying to go on. The Lord's trying to advance. But there's the natural man of the brothers and sisters in the church life who are snaring the Lord. Even me, right? I mean, every one of us. We're all responsible. We've all been a snare, right? We've all hindered the Lord. Sometime when the Lord wanted to move, we were there with our opinion, with our thought. And, Lord, that's not going to work. That can't work. You know that. It's like, no, Lord, not that way. But what was that? That was to hold the Lord back in his advancement. And so I just think that this message is awesome, because what are we doing? We're taking away the stumbling block.
Amen.
We're taking away the snare so the Lord can advance in a free way.
Amen.
So the Lord can advance without any hindrance, right?
Amen.
What's the last word of the book of Acts? Unhindered.
Amen.
So that's the goal. That when the self is dealt with,
Amen.
The Lord will be unhindered.
Amen.
So that's why this matter is so very, very significant.
Amen.
That we want the Lord to be unhindered.
Amen.
I believe through the speaking this morning, the Lord will be less hindered.
Amen.
Amen. So let's just read a few of these points on this outline. Let's read Roman numeral 1.
We need to see a vision of ourselves, so that the self may be exposed and denied, and that we may gain our independence from God and from the body.
Amen.
Oh, we would hate our independence from God and from the body.
Amen.
I think this point is so key. Let's read these two points at the very end of this Roman numeral, 2 and 3 on page 57. Let's have brothers read 2.
Whenever we do something by ourselves, without depending on God, we are in the self.
Sisters on 3.
Being independent of the body is equal to being independent of God.
Wow, so this is wonderful. I hope someone will share on this matter. The independence from God, but also that we're independent of the body, we're independent from God.
Yeah.
This is really the practical, a very, very practical way to see if we're independent of God, is to see if we're independent from the body. And then let's read Roman numeral 2 all together.
The hindrance to seeing the vision of the body and to practicing the body life is the self.
Amen. So we need to see the vision of the body, but there's a hindrance, the self.
Yeah.
It has to be dealt with. And so how is it dealt with? It's dealt with, according to the Lord's word in Matthew 16, by taking up our cross.
Amen.
And I just enjoy that the cross, where's the cross today?
Yeah.
It's in the Spirit.
Amen.
So if you enjoy the Spirit, what do you get? The cross. So what do we need to do? We need to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
If you enjoy the Lord, the cross will automatically, spontaneously function to put to death the self.
Amen.
And what will happen? The Lord will be unhindered.
Yeah.
So what do we need to do? We need to enjoy the Spirit.
Amen.
We need to let the Spirit come in and apply the death of Christ to us all the time.
Amen.
We need to have this realization in Roman 3 mentions. We need to have we need to know, according to Romans 6, that we have been crucified with Christ.
Amen.
But then this is applied by the Spirit in Romans 8, right? So we need to take up our cross by enjoying the Lord with the Spirit.
Amen.
And then let's just read the very last point on the outline together. Roman numeral 4D. Let's read it together.
We need an absolute consecration, handing ourselves over to the Lord and yielding our person to Him, so that He can be our person. Our consecration is to take Christ as our person.
Amen.
Amen.
This is just my personal enjoyment for this week. That absolute consecration, the result of consecration, is we become ashes, right? Every sacrifice, at one point in time, it was a bull in the field. It was strong. It had some kind of form, some kind of stature. It was a common bull. But then it got put on an altar. And on that altar, it was burned until there was nothing left but ashes. It lost its original form. It lost its original purpose. It was no longer common. It was sanctified. But these ashes are the result. And so I just appreciate when we're consecrated, we're like that bull. We were not common. We're not for our own purpose. We lose our individual stature. We lose our... So many things are lost as we become ashes. And these ashes, the ashes have no self. The self has been fully dealt with. There's no element of the self. There's just something that's good for God. That's good for God's building. So I just appreciate this. Our consecration is being deepened as we deal with ourselves. Our consecration is getting deeper and deeper. And we're being reduced. Right? That real growth in life is the growth of the increase of the divine element and the reduction of the human element. So there needs to be something that's reduced in us. And so this is happening as we consecrate ourselves more and more to the Lord. So anyways, I hope we'll all be encouraged. I hope we won't feel that this week is hard to prophesy from. Yeah. Actually, this is wonderful. So we really need everybody to share something. So be exercised to release something. Maybe we just take a minute again with our neighbor just to share something, and then we can just start prophesying.
A number of the Spanish speakers went to Antelope Valley this morning for the North District meeting. So there's no Spanish speaking prophesying, so a number of the Spanish speakers are here with us this morning.
Amen.
So prophesy in either language. Invitamos a profecías en español. If you can, we hope you would give us a hint in English what you are saying. Maybe what verse you're about to read or what day you're speaking from. So, all right, go ahead.
Amen.
Wait, can we read a paragraph all together real quick? Page 69. This is the result of if everybody's self is dealt with. The last paragraph on page 69. We'll just read it. Yeah, if the self is crossed out.
If our self is crossed out, the ministry will be wonderful. The eldership will be wonderful. All the services will be wonderful. And there will be no problem, no dissension, and no division among us. The self is a great hidden managing factor for our service in the church. We need to share this lesson with the saints, with the ministry of life, to give them a needed impression of our need to deny the self.
Amen.
Man, the church will be wonderful.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Good way to deny the self is to stand up and speak.
Amen.
I don't want to speak, but that would be myself. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have a spirit.
Amen.
We can exercise our spirit to defeat the self.
Amen.
I appreciate that. Well, on day four, there's a sentence. We should be able to present ourselves to others in fellowship and tell them that we are ready for whatever is necessary to be built up with them. Saints, we got to be built up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's no building. And the Lord will not get what He's after.
Amen.
The self is the number one enemy, the top enemy of the body.
Amen.
But the Lord needs the body.
Amen.
We need to experience the Lord. We need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
And if there are things that separate us from other saints, we need to deal with that. We need to bear responsibility to deal with what separates us from other saints. Otherwise, there's no connection. There's no building, and the Lord will not get what He's after.
So, amen.
We really bear this responsibility before the Lord, and it is not an easy responsibility. I don't want to deal with people that have something against me, or that have a problem with me. But we have to.
Amen.
Breakthrough.
Amen.
Stand up.
Amen.
Be a man.
Amen.
And deal with everyone.
Right.
Amen. Deal with ourselves. To be one with all the saints.
Amen.
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 We didn't respond, but confronted with a person. If we were alone, we would have no problem.
Yeah.
You know, but we have to deny ourselves.
Amen.
In day two, let's page 63, we must not say, I feel, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We were reading this Tuesday. My brother was telling me about he makes bread. We just read this. And I said, well, you know, you got to have a board to make bread. That's my opinion. I mean, it just came right out. So we have to start to think before we open our mouth. I have a lot of trouble. I hurt a lot of people because I open my mouth right away. I got a lot of faith. Now, what do we do about that? We have to deny ourselves.
Amen.
We have to practice not to have an answer to what someone said.
Amen.
That's putting ourselves in the
place. Amen.
I enjoy two things. First, with that is by the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Death, the practices of the body.
Amen.
Romans 8:13, I think.
Amen.
But, you know, how are we going to take up the cross? We can only enjoy the Lord, right?
Amen.
Everything is in the Spirit. And then I also enjoy that we need the realization that Christ is the person in our spirit.
Amen.
Christ is alive, the person in our spirit. You know, usually I think of my human spirit as an organ to contact God, right? But we need to see that our spirit is our person.
Amen.
Christ is the person in our spirit.
And
there's this reference in 2 Corinthians. Why is this important? Because if I don't see Christ as a person in my spirit, I don't have any desire to deny myself.
Right.
But if I see that Christ wants to live his life through me,
Amen.
You know that Christ is this wonderful person in my spirit.
Right.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 4:16, therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man
is
being renewed day by day.
Amen.
I just enjoyed our inner man in note 16:2 for 16:1 for inner man. It says the outer man consists of the body as its organ with the soul as its life and person. The inner man consists of the regenerated spirit
Amen.
As his life and person with the renewed soul
Amen.
As his organ. The life of the soul must be denied, but the faculties of the soul, the mind, will, and emotion must be renewed and uplifted by being subdued so that they can be used by the spirit.
Amen.
The person of the inner man.
Amen.
Amen.
Deny the self.
Amen.
Take up our cross.
Amen.
And follow the Lord.
Amen.
For a person to overly care for himself is for him to love the self and to always think about, and consider himself.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. We need to consider what we need to do,
Amen.
Which is to follow the Lord,
Amen.
And to even preach to people in a good way.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for this way to do this.
Amen.
To really learn more
Amen.
From God.
Amen.
Through God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think this week was an excellent week.
Yes.
Every day, Monday through Saturday, every single day had something for us to eat.
Amen.
It was so good
Amen.
Every day. I don't know what to share, mm-hmm. but I want to share about our soul life. We all have Jesus Christ in us. That's why We should do away with the soul life. We have Jesus Christ in us. He lives in us.
Amen.
As a person.
Yeah.
And whenever our tree of knowledge, the tree of life, our soul life, mind, emotional, will, comes to our mind, all we have to do is turn to the Lord.
Amen.
Turn to our spirit.
Amen.
All we have to do is say, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We all have seen something of Christ and the church. So we all need to see more of Christ and more of the church.
Amen.
The biggest hindrance to seeing more of Christ and the church is ourselves.
Amen.
So we need to be willing to be exposed and see the vision of God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord charged us to deny ourselves,
amen.
To take up our cross daily and follow Him.
Amen.
And then, Lord, we have the knowing, the reckoning, and the applying.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We need to know,
amen.
Know that our old man has been crucified.
Amen.
Our self is not something that is alive today.
Amen.
It has been already crucified.
Amen.
Knowing has to become as plain as the fact that God is. We just know that God is.
Amen.
So we also need to know that our self has been crucified.
Amen.
And also there is the reckoning. Reckoning is to say amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we say, we see that ourselves, our old man has been crucified, but we tell the Lord, no, actually, I'm still alive, Lord. This self is so powerful. That is not saying amen to the Lord.
Yeah.
Reckoning is also not to persuade ourselves into the crucifixion of Christ. We are already included in the crucifixion.
Amen.
We have been crucified.
Amen.
We reckon ourselves to be dead.
Amen.
And applying. Praise the Lord for the application.
Amen.
We have the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And Spirit has especially the cross of the cross and the death of Christ.
Amen.
A lot of times I miss this applying at the moment that we need to. So praise the Lord, we have the blood.
Amen.
That we can always take later if we just didn't. Because of the blood, our failure doesn't
Amen.
Count.
Amen.
But without the applying of the Spirit, without the cross, we ourselves cannot be dealt with.
Amen.
So we need to stay under Christ's death by enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
The Spirit knows where to go.
Amen.
Keep on calling on Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The hindrance to seeing the vision of the body and practicing the body life of the self. And just as pondering these thoughts, you know, in Matthew 16, you know, Simon Peter, the Lord said, Simon, who do men say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
And it says, and Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah.
Amen.
Because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in the heaven.
Amen.
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
Amen.
So what I enjoyed here is that, you know, Peter had some revelation from the Lord of who the Lord was. You know, the disciples were with the Lord all this time, and all of a sudden the Lord says, Peter, who do men say that I am?
Yeah.
And Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
And so the Lord said, you know, that flesh and blood is not revealed to this to you when my cause to heaven. So the revelation is by the Spirit. The Lord says, Paul was praying that he would go over here with the Spirit, the wisdom of revelation. So here was Peter, had this revelation, something of the Spirit.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, something comes out of his natural good man, his
yeah.
opinion.
Yeah.
The Lord said he's going to go to Jerusalem. And it says, Peter, verse 22, it says, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Can you imagine that? He just said, you are the Christ. And now he's rebuking the Lord.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, you know, what kind of self is this? You
know, yeah.
He says, God be merciful with you, Lord. By this, by no means shall happen to you. And then the Lord turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. So I thought, wow, this is really something. Here, Peter, he had a revelation, something of the Spirit. And then all of a sudden, on the turn of a dime, he's expressing his own self and opinion.
Yeah. Yep.
And I thought, isn't that the way we are sometimes?
Yeah.
And then after that, then I thought, wow, Peter, you know, he kind of, he blew it. But then in chapter 7, It says, after 6 days, the Lord brought him up to a mountain privately, and as he was transfigured before him, and his face shined like the sun, and his garment became white as the light. And this is like a foretaste of the kingdom. But again, here comes Peter, and it says, they beheld Moses and Elijah with them, conversing with the Lord. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, is it good for us to be here? If you're willing, I will make three tents for you. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And I thought, here Peter did it again. And he saw the mountain again, the Lord revealed himself. Peter saying, probably his Old Testament opinion, okay, let's make one food for Moses, one for Elijah, one for you too. So I realized, wow, you know, here Peter had this revelation that was from his spirit, but then his self started taking over. So that's why I enjoyed this point four, where it says the hindrance to seeing the vision of the body and practicing the body life as itself. Right. So even though sometimes we may see something, right, you know, of the Lord, or a real revelation from the Lord, we have to be aware that our self can come in.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And say, oh, it's good, Lord, for us to be here, to make room for Moses, Moses for Elijah. So,
yeah.
So I just praise the Lord that, you know, I think I'm guilty of this, probably most of us are also, that our self comes in, for we need to recognize it.
Amen.
And then when our self starts creeping in, we need to turn our mind, set our mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
So I just enjoyed that this message this week, the vision of self,
I said,
wow,
I'm
going to talk about myself.
Right.
I get kind of bummed out about it.
But
actually, this is really good because it'll help us be more
in
spirit.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. I enjoyed. At the end of last week, I looked ahead and I said, what's next week? I said, the vision of the self, oh Lord. But I just appreciate that we need to see the vision of the self so that we can enter into what the Lord is after, right? I mean, it's come out again and again. So I was enjoying this in some verses in Philippians this week. The same thing. So Philippians is a book on experiencing and enjoying Christ for the building up of the church, right? So to build up the church, Christ needs to be enjoyed and experienced. But one of the main things dealt with in this book is the matter of our soul. You know, even this book's not a book on the truth, like Colossians have a lot of items of Christ, not a book on the church in a doctrinal way like Ephesians, but it is a book on the experience of Christ. And one of the big things is related to our soul. So I'd like to read a few verses and make some comments. So he's Paul saying, I'm sending Timothy to you for... I hope to, in the Lord Jesus, to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged by knowing the things concerning you.
Amen.
So even here's Paul's care for the saints in the body. But then this is, I like this, he says, for I have no one like Saul who will genuinely care for what concerns you. And then he says, these are the things of Christ Jesus. So what are the things of Christ Jesus? They're the things of the saints, right, of the church, of the gospel, of the growth in life, right? Yeah. But Paul realized even that he had so many co-workers, but who was like Saul, right? And then at the end of this chapter, referring to Epaphroditus, he says, because for the work of Christ, he drew near unto death, risking his soul. So you have one who's like Saul with the apostle, and you have one who's risking his soul. So the opposite of that is caring for our own self.
Yeah.
And protecting our soul, right?
Yeah.
By default, I like to protect my soul, right? Even it comes out in the life study that our risking our soul, we need to risk our mind, emotion, will, right?
Amen.
Not hang on to our own thought,
Amen.
Not hang on to our own feeling,
Amen.
Not hang on to our own desire, but willing to go along with the saints in the context of the things of Christ Jesus,
Amen.
Which is what we've seen the past couple of weeks, the vision of Christ and the vision of the church.
Amen.
And then at the end, these verses start to get into the morning revival. Paul says, beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the concision, for
Amen.
We are the circumcision,
Amen.
The ones who serve by the Spirit of God,
Amen.
And boast in Christ Jesus,
Amen.
And have no confidence in the flesh.
Amen.
So even, you know, you might go, okay, how do I be like-souled with the saints, right? Or how do I be one willing to risk my soul? We need to get to this verse.
Amen.
We need to be the ones who serve by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Right? Even it came out that, you know, so it says, beware of the dogs. If we're not enjoying the Spirit of God, we're just the dogs, right?
Yeah.
This is my dog nature, right? I'll bite, I'll do this, right? But we're those who are enjoying the Spirit of God. We get saved from ourselves.
Amen.
We become those who serve by the Spirit of God, who boast not in what we can do, not in our own opinion, not in our best ideas, but we just boast in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Boast in everything He has done, and we have no confidence in the flesh.
Amen.
So I just appreciate this book is so practical that we want to experience Christ, right?
Amen.
Want to enjoy Christ, right?
Amen.
So we say, Lord, conquer my soul life,
right?
Amen. Strengthening us by the Spirit of God,
amen.
Right?
Amen.
Just to serve one another in the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We say, so before Oscar prophesies, let's all exercise to say, amen.
Amen.
We need to receive this word on the self. So let's exercise to deny ourselves, to not listen quietly or passively.
Right.
We need to exercise our spirit to receive what's being shared, right?
Amen.
What David shared was very good.
Yeah.
We need to exercise to say, amen.
Amen.
We need to exercise our spirit to receive what's being shared by the saints.
Amen.
So let's exercise to not listen quietly.
Amen.
Let's exercise our spirit and our voice to say, amen, as the saints are sharing.
Amen.
I appreciate this week so much.
Amen.
And especially up in day six. Say, you know, I always heard the spirit is the organ. The spirit is the way you contact God.
Amen.
But we have to advance.
Amen.
We have to see that our spirit is not just an organ, but it's our person.
Amen.
You know, there is a person in a spirit.
Amen.
A person wants to spread.
Amen.
So, you know, the verse, it says, right, to be strengthened with power through the Spirit into the inner man.
Amen.
This needs to be our prayer.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen our inner man.
Amen.
Why is that? Because Christ makes home in our heart.
Amen.
Our spirit is a person, and every time we choose our spirit, we actually spontaneously, we deny ourselves.
Amen.
And Christ expressed into our soul.
Amen.
That means He's making home in our soul.
Amen.
In our hearts.
Amen.
Our heart being our mind, emotion, will, and our conscience.
Right. Amen.
So Christ is spreading and making home there.
Amen.
That means if we don't realize that there, our spirit is our person, we won't choose our spirit.
Right.
We will not allow Christ to spread.
Amen.
But we have to see this. To me, this was revolutionary. You see, I always heard this. The spirit is the way you contact, but we have to know that our spirit is our person.
Amen.
A person wants to have a home.
Amen.
Christ make home in our hearts.
Amen.
He wants to have a home.
Amen.
So every time we turn into our spirit, He's making home in our hearts.
Amen.
Don't we want Christ to have a home?
Yes.
Amen. Choose our spirit.
Amen.
Choose our person.
Amen.
I'm just saying that we let our spirit be an organ or let the spirit be a person.
Right.
I was so touched this week because when I read the title, the vision of the self, I said, oh Lord, what can I say about this? You know, I just want to hide, run away. But it's so good to be exposed.
Amen.
To see what kind of self is. Where does the self comes from? Where does it come from?
Amen.
I'd rather share Philippians 3:3. For we are circumcision.
Amen.
We want to serve by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Those in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We have no confidence in the flesh.
Amen.
What is this flesh? This flesh is the self.
Right.
What is the self? The self is just the soul declaring independence from God.
Oh, Lord.
Serious. This is not just, you know, well, I'm just a human being, you know, just natural. No, when you're in yourself, you are declaring you're independent from God.
Amen.
Because the soul was created by God to be dependent on the spirit.
Amen.
On Him. But then Satan came in and said, did God say it?
Right.
Remember, he came and asked that. Did God say this and that?
Yeah.
So eventually the soul became independent of God.
Yeah.
And the soul became self.
Amen.
And this self is just where Satan dwells.
Yeah.
This self is just declaring a war against God.
Amen.
And so we need to see this.
Right.
It's horrible. So we can run away from this self.
Amen.
We can deny ourselves.
Amen.
Would grant you according to the riches of the fucking glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Sister Lydia, can you read a little louder and pause in the verse so we can say
okay.
Amen.
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 Okay.
Verse
16 says that He would grant you.
Amen.
According to the riches of His glory.
Amen.
He is training with power through His Spirit.
Amen.
Into the inner man.
Amen.
Jesus said that we are just
a simple vessel. Yeah. Just the Lord is just the water that contains the, you know, on the glass. We just need to be as simple as that.
Amen.
No other complications.
Amen.
If we enjoy the Lord,
yeah.
For sure, if we are in our spirit, for sure we are denying ourselves.
Amen.
What it means to be crucified with Christ.
Amen.
And it's no longer us who live.
Amen.
It's an important thing, like that we can just give our problems, ourselves to God.
Amen.
And be the one that's experiencing those things. So we don't have to worry about how we react.
Amen.
Or how we're going to deal with the situation.
Right.
And it just brought me back. When I went to the phone conference, this was also brought up, and it just touched me to touch it again.
Amen.
Because those are, it's like an important thing that is easy to forget.
Amen.
It's really a hard thing, like, to do something very simple, like, that God is simple for God, and He wants us to have an easy time.
Amen.
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 Lord, because we are the body.
Amen.
Lord, we are the body.
Amen.
You know, this week really touched me because I have always been warring with myself. And the first verse that came was Matthew 16, and you are a stumbling block.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about that, and you go through the days of this week, and it says your very self is your soul life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put to death this soul life, it means that your self is being denied, and there will be no more human opinion. And that's always been my problem. You know, I've always had an opinion. And the next day is to take over a person's mind is to take over their entire person.
Amen.
When you think about that, you know your mind is so strong, it can, you know, help people to walk even if they're crippled. Their mind can overcome many obstacles that, you know, people who give up think, I have such a strong mind, I can do it. And the following day, it came to the Lord's presence. How dear, how near, we need His presence.
Amen.
And in order to be dependent on the Lord, we must be dependent on the body.
Amen.
All these things are starting to fall into place, how we realize that the self really needs to be dealt with. And how, you know, what was being shared today, how is it being dealt with? By our spirit,
amen.
The Holy Word, and amen. How we realize and recognize
amen.
That the Lord is our person.
Amen.
He dwells in us.
Amen.
He is the indwelling spirit
amen.
That is operating in us.
Amen.
And through His life, we can bear the cross.
Amen.
We can overcome the self.
Amen.
And during, you know, in doing these things, our motive, our intention, our aim, and our goal may all be right. But if we are independent, we are all in the self.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, save us from ourselves.
Amen.
Because the self needs to be crossed out.
Amen.
This was the whole week. All these beautiful sentences and phrases that I was able to pick up to really help me see the whole picture.
Amen.
That for dealing with the self, we need to bear the cross.
Amen.
And to bear the cross, we must remain under Christ's killing death to terminate ourselves.
Amen.
So our self is so living,
right.
It's so active,
right.
It's so responsive because like the brother was sharing, you know, all of a sudden out of his mouth came his opinion.
Right.
You know, and those are things we have to realize are in us.
Mm-hmm.
It exists. It's but through the killing of the cross, those things can be crossed out.
Yeah.
So I'm so thankful for this week because this week really helped us to share this lesson.
Amen.
That we need the body.
Amen.
We need the saints.
Amen.
And we need to remain crucified
amen.
Under the cross. Amen. And the only way to do that is to remain in our spirit.
Amen.
And to keep calling and enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to echo what Sister Blossom shared. You know, the longer you're in the church, the more you're like, oh, I know this stuff. I know how to deal with this stuff. I know how to, you know. But the thing about it is, and, you know, when Brother Oscar shared, really hits me. And this is really what we need to be at, is that if we realize and take Christ as our person, I'm reading Roman number 4, B1. We must see that our spirit is not merely an organ. Our spirit is our person.
Amen.
You know, and I think that's what, as we're here in the church life for a long, long time, we try to skate away from that direction. It's like, oh, okay. But this is really the heart, this is really the heart of the divine revelation. Is that if you want to take care of anything, we have to start out from our spirit.
Amen.
The spirit is really the key thing.
Amen.
We should not think of the spirit, our spirit, to be just an organ.
No.
Right. And I think I need to be reminded every day that I need to turn to my spirit.
Amen.
Not just an organ, but as a person living inside my spirit.
Amen.
You know, because this week, it's like, on one hand, you want to give yourself, but on another hand, it's like, how?
And in verse 3, I mean, in day number 3 really kind of start out the week, for me, start out the process in a kind of more systematic way. And here in Job it says, I have heard of you by the right. hearing of the ear,
Amen.
But now right. my eye has seen you.
Amen.
Therefore I abhor myself.
Amen.
And I repent in dust and ashes.
Yeah.
And then furthermore, in the following verse, in Philippians 3:3,
right.
we are the circumcision.
Amen.
The one who serve by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And boast in Christ Jesus and Amen. Have no confidence in the flesh.
Amen.
On one hand, this might be a fact. But on the other hand, the application is really in day 6,
Amen.
Where we have to realize that we need to take Christ as our person.
Amen.
And this person is not just an organ living in our spirit, but has to be a person in our spirit.
Amen.
And that's why, you know, if you look at the last point, where there's got to be no hindrance. I can't do it by myself. Nor can anybody else here. But we all collectively, as we realize ourselves is just so abhorring, we have to collectively give ourselves
Amen.
You know, as ashes. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It's not easy.
Amen.
I went through this, it's like, oh. But the Lord is so merciful.
Amen.
That you know, He's willing to give His burden to us.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I quick praise the Lord?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Like Eric said and so many others, you know, hallelujah for our inner man.
Amen.
There's a person in our inner man. It is Christ.
Amen.
No longer I who live, but it is Christ.
Amen.
We need to live this life day by day. It's Amen. Not just an organ. Our spirit is an organ. No, our spirit is the person of the living Christ.
Amen.
Where is Christ today? He is in Don's spirit.
Amen.
He's in your spirit. He's
Amen.
In all of our spirit.
Amen.
And He wants to live out.
Amen.
He can live out that He may, it says what? Be strengthened with power by His spirit. No, through His spirit into our inner man.
Amen.
He's weakened at that. You know, the self. Right away, I saw that title. Oh no! But you know what? Praise the Lord for us to even see what we already saw—the vision of Christ, even more richer.
Yeah.
This week, didn't you see Christ more richer?
Amen.
Didn't you see the church even more richer?
Amen.
Didn't you see the body even yeah. to be dependent on the body,
Amen.
To be dependent on Christ
Amen.
Is also to be dependent on the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah! You know, that song came to me. Christ is the person in my spirit now, born as a babe, so small, so weak, so low. By the word spirit it will grow to be the overcoming inner man in me to be. I don't know. I was singing a lot of different variations this week, but, you know, and then the first part was, my old man had been crucified with him, that all its foul corruption deep within. You know, but praise the Lord, we've been crucified with Christ.
Amen.
What? So that we can live according to our inner man.
Amen.
Or what? So that Christ can make His home in our heart.
Amen.
It's one more thing. You know, I've just been cleared out my whole house, and we've been painting my house, and removed all the stuff out of the rooms and resanded the floors. But it's just a picture. Christ wants to make home in our hearts.
Amen.
He wants to remove all the old things.
Amen.
Even all the good things so that He can make home.
Amen.
You know, make home in my heart. Make home in my heart. Make home in my heart. Lord Jesus, make home.
We have to consider Matthew 16 as a whole. We often look at verse 16. The Lord was asking the disciples, who do all those people out there say I am? They gave him a bunch of answers. Then He said to the disciples, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ,
Amen.
The Son of the living God.
Amen.
And The Lord said, Peter, you're blessed. This is a revelation. This is the vision of me as the Christ.
Amen.
But we don't stop there. Then the Lord went on and said, on this rock I will build my church.
Amen.
Of course, it's easy to say amen to that. Very positive. Very upbeat. I will build my church.
Amen.
And the gates of Hades will not prevail. Wow, wonderful, Lord. We agree.
Amen.
Then how is he going to build his church? He goes on to say, I'm going to Jerusalem, and I will die, and I will be raised.
Amen.
This is how to build the church.
Amen.
Go through death and resurrection.
Amen.
Do you want to participate in the building up of the church?
Amen.
Then you need to go through death and resurrection.
Amen.
By laying a hold of the one who went through.
Amen.
But then there's the opposition. Where are the gates of Hades?
Yeah.
They are not somebody out there who's saying bad things about us. The gates of Hades are ourselves.
Amen.
The gates of Hades are our opinion, our preference.
Amen.
I like it this way. I prefer that way. Glenn touched me. He preferred not to stand up in the meeting. But so he goes right away at the beginning of the meeting. First one to stand up. Just do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, we need to deny ourselves.
Amen.
The Lord said then, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself.
Amen.
I'm surprised Peter didn't say, Lord, I've been coming after you for these 2 or 3 years already. But Peter had only been coming after the Lord physically. He had not been denying himself. The same thing here. We can come to the meetings. We can have a certain amount of contact with one another through the week. But it's only outward. We're not following the Lord to the extent of denying the self. This is what we need.
Amen.
Especially those of us who have been here measured in decades rather than years. You know, Brother Hayden, you've only been here a year. Just enjoy the Lord. Brother Kenny, just enjoy the Lord. But some of us who have been here decades, we need to open to the Lord about this.
Amen.
Lord, show me the self.
Amen.
It's not just the knowledge of the self. It's good we have this week of morning revival. But this is just basic. Lord, show me myself.
Amen.
Show me myself in contrast to you.
Amen.
This is what Job had.
Amen.
Oh, I've seen you now, Lord.
Amen.
Now I abhor myself.
Amen.
The self can only be seen in contrast to the Lord.
Amen.
So we need to open to the Lord personally.
Amen.
Show me the self.
Amen.
Show me how I'm living by myself.
Amen.
Because the self is so much a part of us that we're unconscious of living by self. We need the Lord to shine.
Amen.
Lord, shine in me.
Amen.
How about we all pray that?
Lord, shine.